1023 XLC, Wes and Leah. Gurney's got it, but so does Lake County. Visit Lake County's John McGuire back in with us. John.
Good morning.
How is it going?
Great.
Good.
Month.
Good. Busy schedule here on the way.
Summer is here.
Summer is here indeed.
Look at our calendar. There's something
every
day. Oh,
look at the Weather Channel.
It's not bad. No. Suck it up.
My girlfriend was telling me that. She was like, it's not that bad. I was like, it is. I this is too thick and hot for me. You know what I mean? Like
3 weeks ago, we were wearing mucklucks.
Which is like, I can handle the 95, 100, but I need baby steps to get there, you know? Either way, things are opening. We're having a good time. Visit Lake County. You guys do so much in the summertime. What's going on, John?
Well, the one thing we wanted to talk about this week was we're Lake County, and not just because of Lake Michigan, because we have all these lakes, mm-hmm. and our identity is so tied with the forest preserves and the trails and the green space and everything. So the Lake County Forest Preserve District is a huge part of that.
Right.
We have all these great destinations throughout the county, and we like to sell those to residents, to visitors, to anybody else coming out. It's a great amenity that a lot of people don't have.
True.
So we're trying to focus on that. And this week coming up is a big week for our Lake County Forest Preserves. And we've got affiliations left and right. The Forest Preserves have Independence Grove, which is kind of the centerpiece in the county of the big activities. And last year, they opened up a craft beer garden.
Oh, I heard.
We
I
heard.
Was there.
We were there. We checked it out.
You can't say I heard.
I heard, and then it brought me there.
There
yes.
We go. There
yes,
go.
Yes. And the really cool thing about it is it's all homegrown products.
And that it's right next to a park with a fence that you can put your kids inside while you sit at the beer garden. I'm just saying. What?
It's like put your kids behind a kennel.
They have a great time. They're not kenneled. They have other friends in there, too. It's great.
But what we like about it is it ties in so well with our Lake County Libation Trail, right. Which you guys know very well.
Yep.
We have at least 10 of our Libation Trail partners have their products on tap or in cans there.
Oh, wow, really?
And, Ravinia, Tighthead, Mickey Finn's, Light the Lamp, Black Lun, Half Day, Roaring Table, Phase 3, and Zoom Beer. And now this year they added Glunn's Winery has their sangria in cans.
I love their sangria.
You know, have Coke in it. Like Leah yesterday had wine and Coca-Cola together and said it tastes just like sangria.
It does taste like a sangria if you're in a pickle. But this, that was a TikTok thing.
Cuba Libre or something like that.
Is that a real thing?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. People on TikTok were doing it, so I tried it. Yeah. But it wasn't as good as the sangria from the Glunn's Family Winery.
Right.
Their sangrias are delicious. I'm glad you mentioned Half Day Brewing, though, because you brought in a $25 gift card to Half Day Brewing, which, along with their beer, their food is really good there, too.
It is great.
Really,
it's a really,
really
nice venue.
So we'll be giving that away coming up.
So, again, we love the affiliation, the way we can help kind of cross-promote and help our local businesses by giving them a little boost and selling their products at the Forest Preserves. It's a great place to center things in the county. So
absolutely, and it is a beautiful beer garden, which you brought in Nan Buckhart, who is the director of education there.
Right, I'm the director of education for the Forest Preserves.
Okay, so it's for Lake County Forest Preserves.
Everywhere.
All of them. You're covering
all
it
of them.
All. But specifically right now, talking about Independence Grove, because their concert series is getting started next week.
The concert series starts next Tuesday, and it's got 9 weeks of concerts on Tuesday nights, weather permitting, fingers crossed with that one. And it crosses a lot of different genres. From the first one's a funk band, which is called Bumpus, and it goes to a Beatles tribute band. It has folk, jazz, blues, rock and roll, lots of different
reggae
genres.
It has
reggae,
it all.
It's got it. You can bring a picnic, your blanket, chairs, and come and just relax by the beautiful lake there and listen to the music. Go visit the beer garden. I do recommend that you come early. Parking sometimes can be at a premium, and once we run out of space,
that's it.
We just can't let any more in.
Question.
Yes.
Was it on Thursdays last year?
you know, things have gotten it's so mixed up.
Well, because
I think that it was always Tuesdays.
Okay, because my husband was always bummed out because he works every Thursday night and he couldn't partake in like the fun.
Well, you know, they might have switched it and it just doesn't. It just doesn't make sense. It's on Tuesdays this year.
Okay, Tuesdays this year is the most important part, and that means my husband gets to go every other week. And it wasn't that he couldn't go, it was that he couldn't partake in the awesome beer garden that you guys have. So,
The thing is that you can load up your car because it's a per carload fee to come in after 5 o'clock. So,
okay.
Bring your neighbors and just smash as many people in the car as you can to maximize it.
We used to do that. Drive-in theaters.
That's right. Take that same mentality and just do it.
But then my, you know, parents would be like, and tell them you're five too, so we don't have to pay for you.
Yeah. Wow, I'm the one driving. Yeah.
Tell them you're five may not work if you want to go to the beer garden.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Which the beer garden is open 5 to 9. Is that every day or is that
for
just for the
concerts? Okay. For the concerts. Otherwise, it's open on Thursday nights. Or Thursday afternoons into the evenings, and then more extended hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Awesome.
And something really fun with the beer garden, is our education staff is going to have a trivia night the fourth Thursday of June, July, and August and September, each one with different themes. And the first theme this month, the 27th, I believe it is strange animal facts.
Okay.
So it might be fun to come and do some trivia by the lake, have a brew, see what's going on.
That is awesome. That's a great idea, too. And if you've never been to Independence Grove, whether it be the concerts or their beer garden, you got to go check it out. Even if you're just taking a walk around the lake, it's absolutely beautiful what you guys have there. So.
It's a really remarkable place. And we have a bonus concert.
Oh, a bonus concert. We will talk about that coming up next. And we also have that $25 gift card to Half Day Brewing to give away to one of our lucky listeners. That's coming up here on XLC.